Hawaii is a man of music, a cultural advisor. He conducted the Royal Hawaiian Band for more than 20 years. Aaron's also a bass player, singer, conductor of the Kamehameha Alumni Glee Club and the New Sovereign Strings, too. He was one time an HPR board member as well. Just this past February, Aaron Mahi was honored with the Hawaii Arts Alliance's Alfred Price Award for Lifetime Contributions. And just the other day, we were reminiscing about the terrific party at the Halekulani and how Waikiki is so glorious in the summertime, you know, like now with the South Shore waves coming up and the music. I mean, there's always been the music down there.
Oh, golly, when you come to Waikiki, I mean, it all depends on the era. I remember right around the 69, 70, my good friends and I would always go down to Waikiki and just walk the streets and have our instruments and perform. Kalena Silva, who's now dean over at the Kahakaula Ke'eli Kulani.
Incredible chanter.
And then Dennis Kamakahi, the three of us. We had a trio in high school. Back then, we used to just walk the streets at Kalakaua, especially during the Aloha Week period, during Ho'olauleʻa, you know, just have our instruments and just sing.
Songs like what songs?
Oh, back then, the group that was really popular and that we admired as a trio was the Kahawa Nui Trio. That was the kind of sound that we enjoyed, the three-part harmony that Kahawa Nui had arranged with his group. You know, we did a lot of those songs like Le'ahi. Le'ahi is the old name of what we now call Kaimanihila, or Diamond Head. That area at the crater there, that was a Mary Pula'a Robin song.
Le'ahi, talk to me about that song.
That song, Le'ahi.
Le'ahi, uhe uhe ne kaimanihila. Uhe uhe ne pohu ale o kaimamala. Uhe uhe.
You know, Hawaii's space is so important. And so that's why when she says Le'ahi, otherwise known as Kaimanihila or Diamond Head, it's a part of the large bay of Mamala, the waves crest there. It's a real simplified song in terms of repeating uhe uhene, like a tra-la-la in it.
But look what we can learn. I mean, that part of sort of Waikiki Bay along there is Mamala.
Yeah, Mamala Bay runs from where Kaimanihila is, or Diamond Head, comes out by Black Point, heading west from Diamond Head. All of Ala Moana that we know today, all of Honolulu, and then coming out to Pu'uloa, where Pearl Harbor is. That area is the Bay of Mamala. So, you know, in the typical Hawaiian style of first establishing your space, she does that in the first verse. And then she gets to the subject of it was the first buoy. You know, if you know where the lighthouse, you go straight out. There was a buoy that was to warn the ships when they would come around into Mamala, coming from the Ka'iwi Channel. This is like if you're coming from Molokai, Wakeside, to warn about the reefs there. That's why it says, Malamapono o I ka poe pele. The poe pele is the buoy that would bob up and down. And be careful, because you can see now oily. Oily means comes into view. So the reef will come into view, but sometimes you're not sure because of the waves. So that's how they would have that buoy over there.
Right, and surfers then know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. It just gives you a sense of that area. But understand too, there's a counter to the song.
Better tell us now.
Inside stories. And this is kind of a trait too when poets write. And if they're going to write about mountains or hills, or more than not, they're talking about a male figure. So some of the stories passed down was actually she's writing about her husband, how she's in love with him. And the various aspects of each of the verses describe their happiness with each other, her pride and his handsomeness, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so there's always the other side of the story.
Well, what do you know about her? She sounds like an interesting woman.
Mary Pula'a, she was a wonderful composer, composed the opening song for the dedication of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, February 1st of 1926. Again, in each of the verses, and I don't think there's a kauna. In this case, it's really describing their first experience to see a luxury hotel. She describes every part of it. From the first verse, you know, uluvehivehi o ikawikela, you know, oh, to see this large hotel in all its beauty. Ainanila kehulaline, meaning it's just so beautiful how it gleams. It's truly a beauty. Kapaya iko pala o ma'o ma'o la. The walls were made of marble and green marble. And I guess the green and the pink and everything else created this rainbow, you know, in the hallways as you walk within the hotel. That was the third verse of being on the beds. The first bed that had velvet sheets. You know, the two of us, we could sleep on these velvet sheets. It was so delightful, you know. She used the word maika'i. I think that's so fine. It was refinement, not experienced anyplace else. And then the verse about the lipoa, walking on that soothing sands and smelling the scent of lipoa coming off the ocean. That's
all the luxury and all the nature as well.
Absolutely. Mary does such a wonderful job in describing things. Only because I believe in her poetry, not only does she describe it, but she has a kind of a way of saying it in Hawaiian that makes you feel it. I mean, even though you're not there, you could feel it somehow, and you could taste it, or you could sense it. You know, it's just like a wonderful poet of that Hawaiian craft of hakumele.